A lunar eclipse happens when the sun, the earth, and the moon line up in a straight line in space, with the earth smack in the middle. The sun shines light on the earth, which casts a shadow. And as the moon moves deeper into that shadow, it appears to turn a dark reddish color. Why red? Because the atmosphere is filtering out the blue light. Some people have nicknamed this effect the blood moon. NASA says that lunar eclipses typically happen at least twice a year, but not all of them are total. There are actually three different types. A penumbral eclipse is when the moon passes through the outskirts of the Earth's shadow. NASA says this is so subtle, you might not even notice. A partial eclipse is when the moon dips into part of the Earth's shadow, but not all of it, so only a portion of the moon turns dark. A total eclipse is the best. That's when the entire moon is in the Earth's shadow, turning it that deep red color. And rarely, a total lunar eclipse coincides with a supermoon, which is when the moon is in the closest part of its orbit to Earth and looks bigger and brighter. This only happened 5 times in the entire 20th century. Remember, you don't need a telescope or any special equipment to view a lunar eclipse, but having binoculars or a telescope might make it more fun. Either way, just go outside, find the moon, and enjoy.